I'm TJ Robin, and this is my journey to becoming an author. This is episode number one, and in this episode, what I want to do is just go a little bit over what is the purpose of these podcasts that I will be doing. Again, my name is TJ Roslin. I'm a beginner. I want to become an author, but I'm at the very, very beginnings of it. I haven't started to actually put on paper my story. So my purpose here is to kind of give you the ins and outs of what an author that is just beginning goes through, like through the writing block, the frustrations, all these emotions of like going from putting it on paper, doing the edits, sending it off to a publisher, getting either the yay, we're gonna publish you, or the nay, we actually don't like your story, so then what do you do from there? So this is pretty much what it's gonna be, and I'm also gonna have guests come on the show and talk about their journey when they begun as an author. Actually, next week I'll have my best friend on the show, hopefully, if she's available. She's a very, very, very busy person. She does write under two or three different pseudonyms, but her books are just amazing, and she can tell you how it felt to write her very, very first book and getting that acceptance letter. I'm also hoping that she will share with us how it was to get rejection letters and, you know, what was her process and how she kept going regardless. So that's really what I'm hoping to do, as well as promoting other authors, because I mean, it's depending on what type of publishing company you go with, you might have to do your own advertising, your own marketing. So what does that entail? How do you go about and do your own marketing? So I'm decided to actually take this medium and actually help other authors market themselves too. So if you yourself are an author that just published a book and would like to come and talk about your book, I will be more than welcome to having you on my show. And to do that, all you have to do is actually go to my website, go to the contacts page, and either go on my Facebook or Twitter and send me a message, say, hey, I'm an author, I just published a book and I would like to market it. And I will reach back to you, and then we'll coordinate on how to exactly do that. So other things that I will talk about, especially next month. If you are already an author, you probably know about NaNoWriMo. It is a writing month that happens on the 1st of November and goes on until the 30th of November. It's a great way to get yourself into a routine to write. And it's exactly why I'm going to take that month to write my first book. So the whole purpose of NaNoWriMo is to get you to write minimum 50,000 words by the end of the month. The only thing you can have to start with are notes. So your character descriptions, your worlds, your cliffhanger, if you have one, I don't know. But for me, since I'm writing sci-fi, I get to create everything. There is no limit as to what I can do in the sci-fi world. So I have to make sure that I have all my planet worlds, all my galaxies and all that all in line. Because if I don't, and the reader picks up on it, I'm in trouble. I mean, I have to make sure that if I say that planet X is blue, that it's not purple come another chapter. So I gotta make sure that all my ducks are in a row. So that's what I'm doing this month. So I'm making sure that I have everything ready to go for November 1st. And that's what this month is going to be talking about on my shows is, okay, so how do I get ready? What do I need to get ready? And there's also going to be a countdown as we get closer and closer to that November 1st. And in November, it's going to be talking about like all my ups and downs through NaNoWriMo. Was I able to actually, you know, reach my word count for the week, or how far behind I am, how close I am, and it's going to be a little bit of countdown to the 50,000 word mark. And if you're listening to this and you're actually a beginner and you want just to get started, I strongly recommend that you take NaNoWriMo and start. So if you want more information about NaNoWriMo and actually get signed up, you can go to NaNoWriMo.org. So that's NaNoWriMo.org. So that's .org. Again, if you want to sign up for NaNoWriMo or find out about what is NaNoWriMo, go to NaNoWriMo.org. So NaNoWriMo.org. So really for this show today, it's just introducing myself to all of you listening. I hope there's a bunch of you. And just giving you an idea of what to expect. I do have a website up as well where it will list all the podcasts that have happened. But this is the first one. So as soon as this one is live and ready to be listened to, it will be on my website. Or it will have a link of how to get to it anyway. And my website will also list any books that become published as I go through my journey as an author. Any upcoming projects, any special events that I'll be going to, or any special guests that I will have on the show. So like I said, next week I'm having my best friend. She's been an author for quite some time. She has a number of books under her own name, as well as two other pseudonyms. And that's exactly what I'm going to ask her when she's on the show next week, is why do authors often pick a pseudonym? And why she picked the ones that she has. Another thing that I might talk about is I might ask her about, you know, any advice that she might give to a new writer like me. Any, like, do's and don'ts, for example. Or, you know, on how to not get discouraged by rejection letters or roadblock or anything like that. So you gotta stay tuned for next week for that. So that's pretty much what my show is going to be about. Hope you enjoy it, and I hope it becomes a useful tool. I mean, my best friend is the one that's been pushing me to start writing, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing this. So I'm kind of hoping to be to you what she is to me. So hopefully you find this very useful, and it helps you through your journey as it helps me through mine. If you have any questions or comments or would just like to reach me, you can do so by going to my website at tjroslyn.com. That's tjroslyne.com. So tjroslyn.com. Till next time, I'm TJ Roslyn, and this is my journey to becoming an author. Thank you for listening.